This is Iris in Fragments. The body at the bottom of the stairs is bruised, blue-black from tumbling down, amazingly without any broken bones, almost naked in its puddle. Its heart, a nightmare's gong, with no regular rhythm coming under my cold hand. And incongruously, I think she could be me. Before I snap out of it, racing for the 911 number in numb hands, desperate before the pre-dawn gray blues her skin and sinks deeper than blood into me. But already it is snowing in my dream, where February sky half cloaks the cityscape. I lean across the lines of her limbs, like saplings under snow, the frail field where her eyes flicker, afraid if I breathe too hard, they'll blow out. 30 hours later, the haunted body, a deeper hue of olive between sheets she wears, grief-stricken, yet she can't feel what she's done, aside from a month's worth of tranks, to herself, to me, and everyone, but the word selfish simply misses her. She'd started loathing them when her dancing made more per hour than a real job all week. It seemed so stupid. One guy offered me $10,000 to do him, said he'd even marry me. Wow, I can't help being impressed. Marry for how long? I don't know, fucking moron. Hey, you know, I can't remember the last time we played a game. You mean like, go fish? Yeah, she smiles faintly. When the lights black out as ice downs the lines, the violence of power is also when it fails and amputates the voice on the... Only the old sofa's smell guides me across the room, back to the body I somehow believe should glow, but there's only a window. And beyond the distant buildings, the dusk glimmers, a white, blue lake.